strike while the iron is hot. Isn't that what they say? So immediately after listening to an audiobook, rather than postpone my reaction to it, I'm going to do it straight away, even though it is not the most convenient time to do it. So it's all about productivity. And I'm plugged into productivity through Bernard Goldbach, the American who's hanging out in Ireland and has hung out for so long that he's taken on some of the manners of the Irish. So he has been commenting favorably on the audiobook of Daylight Gambler, which I haven't listened to, all about how to get things done, and the theme. A lot of people I've noticed have been, a lot of people in all around the world have been dwelling on this theme of how to get more done next year. And they range from people who might say, look, you're doing enough already. You're probably trying to do too much. And therefore, how to get more done next year is by doing less, to all sorts of tricks and I'm rambling now, really, I am. I'm kind of finding it hard to concentrate. But I'm getting to... I think I'm going to go somewhere with this audiobook. I think I am. One of the things Bernie Goldbach mentioned, and I haven't heard the place mentioned for a very long time in his audiobook, was the Institute of Public Administration, a place I used to work. And at some stage I might come back to this, because it's such a long time since I used to work at the Institute of Public Administration that I've kind of forgotten everything about what it used to be like. But let's get to the core of the issue, which is how to get more done in 2014. Far be it from me to tell anybody how they could get more done in 2014, because I certainly don't have enough information about how anybody else tried to get anything done in 2013. So I'm in no position to dispense advice to anybody on how you might get more done in this year. But let me just tell you the story of what I've arrived at myself as a way of getting things done. I used to have a very much more complicated life where I'd have to juggle competing priorities all the time, and I would have good number of staff to hold meetings with, and different types of staff meetings, and different types of budgets to either bid for or monitor, or capital budgets and operating budgets, and life was very much, just take it from me, a lot more complicated than it is now. But and during all of that time, I struggled to try to keep track of everything. And I've tried a lot of different ways of keeping track. Before computers were invented, or before they became the size that you could use them for personal productivity or even group productivity, team working even. But if we come forward into the more recent times, I've done all the different experiments with paper and computers. There are so many apps. I haven't tried them all, by the way, just to tell you. So I'm not able to do something like that Ian Cleary would be able to do. If you look him up on the internet, you'll find that he dispenses phenomenal amounts of advice about which tools to use for social media purposes. And there must be somebody else who's out there reviewing all the possible tools for personal productivity. I finally get to the point where at this stage in my life I use Moleskine notebooks. But I use a Moleskine notebook, lined or unlined, to have all of my life in one place. I'm a poet, I'm a father, I'm a husband, I have to write down shopping lists, I have to write down lists of what to do, I have to write down bits of inspiration or even just thoughts and ideas that come into my head. I have to draft documents, I have to write blog posts, and I have to make notes for all sorts of purposes. But what I've come up with is a method that suits me, which is very simple, and you put everything in one place. So during a year, you might have several volumes of Moleskine notebooks, depending upon how much stuff you commit on paper. I do a lot of stuff online, but I also do a lot of stuff on paper. I doodle on paper as well, for example. I let my daughter play in my notebook from time to time as well, and I even at times get people to write their names down in their note in my notebook when I meet them. So the notebook is used for absolutely everything. What I do is I always carry highlighting pens in my pocket or in my bag, and whenever there's an action point, I circle it in a highlighting pen. I don't have anything as sophisticated as, you know, blue highlighting pens for the most urgent or the most important, or in fact the most urgent and the most important ones, and then green ones for the most ones that are highly important but not so urgent, and yellow ones for the ones that are neither important nor urgent. I don't write down ones that aren't important and urgent, do I? Maybe I do. But anyway, I simply put circles down, and then when I have done something, completed something, I give it a big, big highlighted tick as well. This gives me a huge buzz of satisfaction, by the way. But also I can flick through a Moleskine notebook very, very quickly and see how many unticked highlighted circles I have in a period of time or in a particular notebook. And that enables me to keep track. That's probably my soundest way of keeping track of all the things I have to do. Well, it is. It's the only way I use. The only thing I then have to do is to make sure that I open the notebook and attend to all of the unticked circles on a fairly regular basis to the side. Sometimes I kill a circle by putting a line through it rather than a tick, on the grounds that it has become, you know, because it hasn't been done already, it's become irrelevant. So that's it. I just thought I'd share that. I will put up an example page out of my Moleskine notebook, a real live one, later on when I share this audio. Okay, thanks very much for having a listen, and may you have the most productive and get loads and loads of things done this year. Bye-bye.